Our injury report, I'll just go from the top here, Atari Bigby. Don't anticipate he'll make it back this week with his knee. Chad Clifton, we're going to give him the opportunity to try to get back. We'll see how he is. Our Thursday practice will be a Wednesday schedule for us. Brandon Jackson had a setback with his ankle sprain, so I don't know if he'll practice this week. We'll see how he feels Thursday. Jeremy Thompson has some knee inflammation, so he's doubtful for practice this week. We'll see how he is. And I got a bunch of guys just kind of banged up. But we're going to give him a shot. So he's feeling a lot better. Made a lot of progress in the rehab last week, so we'll see how he is at the end of the week. He's going to have to practice if he's going to play. Well, I mean, he's played a lot of football. I mean, he's a veteran left tackle. He's clearly our skill position on the offensive line. But I really just want to see how he comes back off the injury. So if he's able to practice at the end of the week, we'll be glad to have him back. I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't hear the first part of your question. Good point. Anytime you play a game, you definitely want to give Darren College and even go as far as Jason Spitz, and if you have to move people around, the opportunity to get ready to play. But I think the extra day with the guys being examined on Thursday morning will definitely help us. Yeah, we're going to treat Tuesday like a Tuesday. It'll be the player's day off, and then we're going to come in Wednesday, and we're going to primarily do everything that we normally do on a Wednesday morning except for practice. So we got an extensive film review, meetings, and jog-throughs in the gym. Not good enough. I definitely felt that we left some opportunities on the field, particularly more in the run game part of it. And that's always a combination of the run blocking unit and the runner. So we'll look at that today with our team. There's just, we did some things that we did very well in the second half. We didn't get it done early in the game. So I thought as the game went on, they progressed. But we need a better job starting faster in the run game. First down has not been a positive so far this year. I think it was evident really yesterday and our first two games. The second and longs that we're playing in is definitely not in our favor of playing downhill. So that'll be an emphasis as we get going. But yeah, clearly we got to do a better job, running it or throwing it on first down. Really, to keep it about the football game. We had an opportunity, to go through that type of environment in the past. It's important to learn from that experience. This is an important football game for both teams. It always is. It's a difficult place to play. I really like the fact that we're coming off of one dome game into another, because dome games are different. They really are. I mean, just the way it feels to the players, the crowd noise, and even the way it looks at some point as far as, throwing the football indoors and things like that. So we're going to clearly focus on the game. Well, just all the questions that we're going to have to answer that have nothing to do with what goes on between the white lines. I would say it would help you just, like I said, I'm glad we were able to play back-to-back games coming off of one dome game into the next, because I do think it's different. It's a different environment. The turf's different indoors than outdoors, those types of things. So I think the crowd noise will definitely be a lot louder this week at Minnesota than it was in St. Louis. So Gives us an opportunity to work in the Hudson Center a couple times this week to get ready for that. But it's definitely an adjustment when you go over there. Well, you know, I thought we did a very good job as far as the overall run game, as far as the wins and losses. We had a number of zero runs, you know, negative ones, you know, 1 yard runs. But you know, the time where we jump out of a gap, you know, play pass before run, things like that, as far as contain. I thought, you know, Jackson did a very, just like I said afterwards, I thought he did a very good job of recognizing the defense. Particularly if we had fire zones on, he did a good job of trying to, you know, cut it back to where the support was softer, you know, things like that. You know, fire zones are hit or miss sometimes when you are going against a really good run game. So we just got to eliminate the, you know, the double digit runs. I think it's going to be a lot of fun when the game starts, personally. I think it's going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be a very competitive football game. It was definitely that type of game when he was on his side. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, outside of the pure football, me personally, you know, answering all the questions and things that I feel have nothing to do with the game, you know, that's not something I wake up every day and I'm excited to do. But that's part of the deal. That's part of our business. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun when the ball's kicked off. I'm sure you have them ready. Well, I mean, nothing surprises me in this business. It really doesn't. I've been around it long enough that there's no surprises. I know the last time we talked face-to-face, he had a desire to play in Minnesota. So, I'm not surprised by it. Correct. I just said I didn't want to deal with him. I said it's just part of the deal. It's no. Not, you know. I think so to some degree, and really on both sides of your question. You know, as far as how well we know him, having the opportunity to practice against him every day for our defensive players that were here when Brett was here. You know, also that, you know, he's also, you know, practiced against, you know, our players every day also. You know, I mean, when you talk about the experience of an NFL quarterback, the one thing that I felt was invaluable when he was your quarterback is the fact that he not only played in more games than any other quarterback, but he also practiced every day. So, you know, he has a ton of experience. But, you know, I just want to watch the film. I haven't watched him play yet this year. You know, I want to see what he's doing and how he's doing it and, you know, what they're asking him to do. So that's really where my focus is. Yeah, schematically. Yeah, no doubt. We're gonna go through the game plan process like we do every week, and you know we're going to start with their strengths and try to expose the things we think are the weaknesses. That won't change. I'm not sure what you're asking me. Exciting. I personally enjoy watching film. I really do. I mean, if there's something that I feel the administrative aspects of my job take me away from is the ability to watch more film. So yeah, frankly, I'll be honest with you. I'm curious to see what he's doing. You know, what they're asking him to do, how he's playing with the new, you know, skill position players that he's with. But it'll be clearly just to, you know, line up and try to give Dom some information. But you know, Dom has to set his plan. He needs to call his defense. He is not going to be calling defenses based on what my opinion is of what how Brett Favre's playing. That is not going to be the focal point. I mean, as far as your question about, you know, the poison pill in the trade, that is really a decision that was made as the organization. I was not concerned about, you know, if we were going to play him, when we were going to play him. That was not part of my thought process during that time. Frankly, I was more focused on getting back coaching my team because of the amount of time that I was pulled away from the team during training camp, you know, dealing with that scenario. I don't think so. I think it's an excuse. I think you're weak-minded if you think that way. I think distractions, challenges, adversity come upon your football team. Every single team in this league will go through it. Some are different than others. I think it may tap into your energy level that may show up at some point in the season if you want to get real technical about it. But the fact of the matter, everybody knows what the score is. Everybody knows what the challenge is week to week. And at the end of the day, you're judged by what you do when you cross the lines. And I believe that. That's the way I coach. And that's the facts. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. We want to beat the Vikings. We want to beat everybody on the Vikings, Brett Favre included. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we want to win the game, Jason. No, I understand that the mindset or the history of some of the scenarios that have happened in the past in the NFL, and trust me, those are definitely big shoes to fill. But frankly, the way we go about playing offense, it's the way I learned the West Coast offense back in the old days. It's about, you know, making the quarterback successful. So Aaron Rodgers deserves, you know, most of the credit for that. He's put the time in. He's talented. I think he's learned the pro game the right way. I mean, he was able to sit and watch, learn, improve certain aspects of his skill level, and get ready to play. And he's off to a good start. But that's all I look at. I never really looked at his numbers and just hoped that we're trying to, you know, beat what's gone on before at other places. But I think we all clearly recognize the fact that he stepped in to fill some big shoes, you know, really from a perception standpoint, but the everyday grind of the job. I mean, Aaron Rodgers needs to play quarterback, period. You know, I mean, we all have secondary responsibilities that come with these jobs, but he needs to focus on playing quarterback, and that's all I've ever asked him to do. Well, no, it's all part of developing a quarterback, and And Tom Clements has done a phenomenal job with Aaron. I've had experience, developing young quarterbacks for the first time, and frankly, the things that they have to handle off the field is almost sometimes as important as the things on the field. So that's all part of developing that position. Do I have a sense how the fans? I think that's the beauty of our business. I mean, you have good, and you have ones that are with you and ones that are not. I mean, that's all part of the deal. I mean, that's why you have two different colored jerseys, in my opinion. You have them and us. So yeah, I mean, I'm not concerned about it. You know, I'm with the green and gold. I mean, that's a hypothetical situation, Tom. I haven't really given much thought, and really to go back to that, I don't think anything positive would be. I mean, I don't have any thought about it. I couldn't give you a good answer. I mean, you're talking about things that happened over a year ago. I mean, that's, to me, once again, you guys are doing a great job. We're up here. We're focused on the football game. I have zero interest in going back to last training camp. Well, I'm just going to say it again. The message to the team is going to be about playing the game. We needed, number one, today, do the self-scout things that you do every Monday. Take care of the pulse of our team, the things we need to work on. But I clearly am in tune with the size of this game outside of the building. But for us to play through our ability, we need to focus on ourselves. Nobody in our locker room, nobody in our coaching staff, nobody in the building needs or will be writing checks that the rest of the team needs to sign, me included. So we need to stay focused on the football team, getting ready for the game. That's the fact. So, you know, our extracurricular, you know, involvement in the media coverage is going to be more than it's been up to this point, no doubt about it. But it cannot factor into how we plan for this game. Well, I wouldn't say it's a magic formula. I think today's offenses do a much better job in the past, in my experience, of communicating on the road. I think that was probably, you know, a big part of our success, to go over there and be able to score some points. You know, last year, you know, the game up there last year was a kind of an odd game. We had a number of turnovers. I think we were +4 in that game, if I recall. Had an opportunity to win at the end. But, you know, they had too many big plays against us, you know, their defense. I thought their defense played the best that we'd seen them in our 6th contest over there last year. I thought they were significantly quicker on the turf last year than prior years. But you just got to go over there. You got to take care of the football. You can't let the crowd, you know, the noise factor into it. And it's a tough place to play. I think we've done a good job on the road. You know, I'm overall, in our career here, we've put together a good road, you know, record. And home games are a different story. We can wait to Detroit to talk about that. But we just need to stay focused on playing within ourselves and make sure we take the opportunities to present ourselves over there. I thought Aaron was smart with his feet yesterday. You know, both times on our boundary, he got out of bounds, and you know, there, you know, near hits that were late, you know, out of bounds. But I thought he was smart getting out of bounds. A number of times when he broke containment, you know, he definitely was looking to pass first and not run. And I think that's all about being smart in space. You know, I'm not interested in running a wildcat with him, or him turning up and, you know, doing whirly birds and taking on hits and anything. That's not what running a football is about for the quarterback. But for the most part, I think he's been smart in space. I think he's a lot more comfortable. Yeah, I think he's definitely more comfortable the more he does it. He's an excellent athlete. I think on the quarterback draw that we ran yesterday, he showed that. you know, the ability to make a guy miss to get in the end zone. So, I mean, he's an excellent athlete. It's a call, right? It's a run pass, but that was the run option. I think that's a challenge that every team goes through. I mean, you play at different levels, you know, throughout the season. I haven't spoken to the team yet today, but my message will be clear. And the fact that from my objectives for the game were number one, to win and to play well in all three phases. And we didn't do that. We won the game, but we didn't play our best football in all three phases. Now, the specifics of that and how we break that down, I'll cover with the football team, and it'll be clear to them, because that's the only way you grow. You need the accountability, you need the education. It's constant, and that's why we're going to take Wednesday in the format that we're going to do with the walkthroughs and things like that. We're going to get some things cleaned up, and then we're going to put, you know, a full week work into Minnesota. Definitely, he's a primary player on our special teams. I mean, he's been a good, solid core player for us on special teams, and he's done some quality things at the third spot at the tight end position. You know, I feel with Donald Lee and JerMichael Finley, we got two excellent tight ends, and Spencer's also able to contribute sometimes in the three tight end sets or give either one of those guys a breather when they need it. So, yeah, I'm pleased with what we've got out of Spencer so far. A lot of good things come out of Big Oakie, but there's definitely some things that we need to clean up. We had some alignment things that we could do a better job of, and you know that always comes with more reps, more formation variation, particularly against that particular defense that we didn't really anticipate. They did more two tight ends, two receiver, one back formations than they had shown in the past. Not that we haven't seen those, but just the fact that you keep working those things in that. So I thought it was off to a good start. I mean, I thought it was better. We had too many second and longs. You know, we've been third long and second and long the first two games, so now we got it down to second and long. But, you know, we were only third 1-5 one time, so that's, you know, really the production on first down we need to improve on, and that's what we're going to talk a lot about that today, and take some time Wednesday to make sure we, you know, give the players the opportunity to be more successful on first down. But yeah, I, you know, anytime you can have balance in your play calling, I think it plays to the strength of your offense. Clearly, I'm a big believer that every year is different in this league. I thought the training camp that we had this year, as far as running the football and stopping a run, has been our best training camp getting ready for the season. Now, that has not carried over to Sundays, the first 3 weeks of the season. So that's why we work every day. We're going to work to clean it up. But I really don't feel that this year's success or lack of success in different situations has anything to do with the last 2 years. Thank you.